This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Detailing touch on this.
Highlights there from the Premier League and the Dynamo in action in the Texas Derby. This one has elicited a lot of reaction from Dynamo fans here. The Dynamo go down 4-2 to FC Dallas in Frisco in that match. It was Michael Barrios in the 10th, Santiago Mosquera in the 48th. Mosquera again at the beginning of the second half, a mix-up there with Andrew Wenger and Joe Willis, made it 3-0. Minotas hits a bomb in the 53rd, makes it 3-1. 58th, Ziegler from the penalty spot, 4-1. Albert Elise would get a PK in the 72nd. 4-2, they take back El Capitan. Here is the manager, Wilmer Cabrera.
It went wrong from the 9 minute. Right away, we were sleeping, and in the 9 minutes, we were already 1-0. So we prepared, we watched, we knew their tendencies and how they always attack through the right side. And even though they score on the right side, on our left side. So, and then, you know, we try to come on halftime, be sure that, you know, we keep the game right there close, and we had to move the lines a little bit higher. The second goal is, again, not good communication between Joe and Andrew, and they went for the ball. Neither of the two got the ball, and they left the ball for the guy just to kick it. And again, this is, you know, this is new, is our situation right now. It's good that we have this break, so we just need to calm, because then from there, you know, defensively we kind of struggle. We the third goal, we didn't step up, a shot outside the box, and you know, the fourth goal is a PK, so it was like, right there was everything difficult. Despite we scored two goals, which is good, but you know we conceded four, and that's too many.
That was Wilmer Cabrera. Let's weigh in tonight on both the Premier League and anything on your soccer mind here tonight, including the Houston Dynamo 4-2 loss at FC Dallas. It's now 10 matches without a win. You go back to July 7th. The playoffs, look, we have to be realistic. The playoffs are they're pretty much done. They're not mathematically done, but this has to be now the focus on the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. What does the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup mean to you as a Dynamo fan right now? There's a lot of people that are very excited about it. There's people that say it doesn't mean anything in the context of the entire season. Where are you at with the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup on September 26th against the Philadelphia Union? Because I want to hear from you Dynamo fans tonight. It's a night where you got to make your voices heard here, whether you're talking about the Premier League, the Dynamo. The Dynamo want you to talk. They want to hear from you. And I want to hear from you tonight. 713-780-3776. Our thanks to the first hour presenting sponsor, Texas Children's Hospital, as September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. We stream at ESPN975.com. The call-in number throughout the show, again, is 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. A big thank you to – I always appreciate AJ and Fred of the Blitz being so kind and reminding people that our show is coming up. I think sometimes we get some nice crossover, and it's always important to get the perspective of everybody. You don't have to be the biggest soccer fan. You can still have a perspective on professional sports. And we also know we have a ton of really loyal, tremendous listeners and callers on this program. So again, fire these lines up tonight, 713-780-3776. Guests on the program, Alexi Lalas of Fox, the former U.S. international. Going to talk to Alexi about a number of different things here tonight, including the new U.S. national team, what's most on his soccer mind right now, being over in Russia during the World Cup. Author Tom Clare, he's going to weigh in on Manchester United and the ever-increasingly competitive Premier League. He's also got a very big announcement to make on the show here tonight. And Matt Miazga of the U.S. men's national team. Now, I'm telling you, I think this will be a great interview. He is sharp. He's a kid with a big story. And I think if you are a young, aspiring soccer player, this is an interview you're going to want to hear because he had to make a lot of very differing, very important decisions in his playing career. Does he take a contract with the New York Red Bulls, take that risk, or does he go to Michigan on a full scholarship? Does he stay after playing for the Red Bulls and sign a designated player contract and get a raise? Or does he go challenge himself and get out of the comfort zone and go over to Europe? Well, he took Europe. And the fact is, some mechanisms need to be put into place to protect these academy players that are going to be able to leave, especially after MLS teams and academies make an investment into them. The fact is, and this will never go away, there are always going to be players in this country that are going to aspire to playing in Europe and the best leagues. We don't ever want to curb that. We don't ever want to stop that type of an attitude. And we should not get our feathers ruffled if some players pursue the game over in Europe. And quite a few of those are on the U.S. national team roster that'll take on Brazil on Friday. Quite a few of those are MLS players as well. In fact, I'll break down the numbers in a little bit for you because these guys, I do believe, understand that they are going to be representing the United States in the future, that they have gotten opportunity because we did not qualify for a World Cup, and that this opportunity is a rare one because things would be very, very different right now if the U.S. had qualified for the World Cup in Russia. So in many ways, I believe this was a healthy cleansing. It's like, going on a fast or doing a little juicing. You got to cleanse the system once in a while. If not, it gets fatigued, it gets tired, and it gets complacent. 713-780-3776. So Matt Miazga, center back, U.S. men's national plays for Nantes in French Ligue 1. And the U.S. will play Brazil on Friday, and they're going to turn around and then play Mexico. Marky Delgado of Toronto FC has been added to the roster by national team coach Dave Sarokin. So the Dynamo defeated in the Texas Derby, 4-2 by FC Dallas. El Capitan heads up I-45. Barrios and Arruti could not be contained. They pulled the lines of the Dynamo apart. Santiago Mosquera got a pair for Dallas. You know, you hate to say it, but the Dynamo, again, self-inflicted mistakes, has not been able to be cleaned up the entire year. And I went back to last year and I said, you know, we have to be careful that this team wasn't built for 1 year. Yes, we retained Elise and Cabezas. And yes, those were tremendous retentions. And it is sad that Cabezas has not been able to contribute this year. But in the end, you got to say, was enough done? Because the depth is not playing out right now for the Houston Dynamo. And I think this is a time we have to be very honest now. And I think soccer fans are being honest. And I think that's good for everybody involved. 713-780-3776. I posed the question. How important is the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup now to you as a Dynamo fan? Let's go to Mark. Mark, you started off tonight. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Glenn. Always love your show. Great guest tonight, too. As far as the Dynamo go and winning that, I think it's a great boost that should help them going into next year. Like you said, they're not statistically eliminated yet, but I think that victory, you know, having that cup will hopefully give them some good motivation to finish off with some victories. And so that's my thought on that. And then the other thing in Houston that is exciting for soccer is last couple home games for the Houston Dash, just some amazing soccer. I think 10-1, you know, combined score between the two games. And so just promote that, you know, interest in your thoughts on the Houston Dash as well.
Well, they finished the season strong, and they're going to fall just short of getting into the playoffs, sadly. But I think a lot did turn around. I think there's some tremendously talented young women. I think it's a league, Mark, that certainly has to continue to elevate the professionalism of the entire league and the way they care for their athletes. And I think that becomes very, very important in the future, without a doubt. I don't know the behind the scenes as much, but I do know that I really liked Rachel Daly and Kaylee Ojai and you know, Daly getting back up front and making things happen. It became a much more dangerous team, I think. And I think sometimes for a new manager, Vera Powell, it's understanding the league. So I think going into year two, under her reign, it's going to be very good for them. Now back to the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. What a radio host does is play devil's advocate. If the Dynamo win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, we have to be careful that this then becomes, hey, this was a great season, because it's been a tough season. And I think we have to admit that. It's been a very tough season. You can condition things any way you like, but this 10-game slide has been a downward spiral. A lot of it has come coincidentally with a loss of production from the front three. But I think it's deeper than that. I think it's, and Wilmer has even mentioned this. He's, you know, the rotation at the back with center backs being changed consistently. This is not something you want to have happen. I think this is a lot of injury. Now, the only thing you can say is team did sign a lot of older center backs. Machado and Leonardo last year, those guys were exceptional. It's not been the same this year.
Agreed.
For whatever you want to say, there have been injuries. You always have to factor that in. I don't think any question. But you do have to look at every aspect of it, and you have to say, you know, if a team is giving up goals late in games and it's happening consistently, you can't do the what if we got those points. What if, what if, what if, okay, per Dickie Vitale, for Dickie V. You know, you have to say, okay, what is the problem? Why is it happening? And why haven't we been able to correct it? Because essentially in a span of 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, you played yourself out of the playoffs. Not mathematically.
Yeah, completely.
Not mathematically,
agree.
Before somebody jumps on me. But you've played yourself out of the playoffs. And it's tough. And it is hard. And now it's about playing for pride. It's about playing for contracts. It's about trying to win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup and trying to rally the fan base behind the team for that game on September 26th, which I think is going to be very fun. It's going to be on national TV. It's a week.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weeknight. It'll probably be a highlight of the year, but I want to get people's reaction to it because I'm hearing everything from, hey, this is great. We're playing for a trophy. I hear some people saying, yeah, it's a trophy, but it sits behind the MLS Cup and the CONCACAF Champions League. Or, yeah, it's just, it's not good enough. It's not something we really care about. And sometimes people say U.S. soccer doesn't care about it. But I'll tell you what, for the Houston Dynamo and the Philadelphia Union, they're going to care about it. It's going to be very, very important to both of these teams. The Union have been there before. The Dynamo, this is their first ever time there, so it can be historic for them winning an Open Cup. And hopefully I'm going to get some tickets and we can give them out on this show and continue to build and try and get people out for that game. Mark, thank you very much for that phone call here tonight. By the way, you know, look, Dallas was the better team. There's no arguing that. But you do have to tip your hat to the blast that Mauro Minotas hit. That was an absolute screamer. Minotas now has tied as a striker, and he will break the record of most goals in a single season in all competitions. He's tied right now with Will Bruin. He's going to break that this year. All he needs is one more goal, either in the Open Cup or MLS league play. 713-780-3776. What does the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup to you mean to you as a soccer fan? 713-780-3776. I got Mexico-Uruguay tickets. By the way, these are $132 tickets apiece. So when I give you these pair of tickets, or we give these out, I'm not giving them to you. I'm just the conduit. Soccer Matters is giving them to you. $264 worth of tickets to Mexico, Uruguay is what you get when you get a pair. Pretty spectacular. And this is this Friday, September 7th, 8:30 p.m. Mexico and Uruguay. Luis Suarez expected to be here. Edinson Cavani expected to be here. So let's get your thoughts again. Premier League action this past weekend. A lot of good results coming in. I'm not as convinced now with Manchester City, quite frankly, without Kevin De Bruyne, despite the fact that they have like 40-plus players on loan. You got to be feeling good about Liverpool, still getting results. Watford is now 4 games, 12 points. Pretty impressive. So some interesting things going on. Oh, okay. I'm hearing that Cavani, no, he will not be available. He's being rested, but Luis Suarez, yes, he will be here. Now, look at some of the historic names on this Uruguay squad. Fernando Muslera in goal, Galatasaray. Diego Godin, Atletico Madrid, okay, who's just become a major figurehead and pillar there under the man in black, Diego Simeone, right? Jose Maria Jimenez, Atletico. Cáceres. Varela, all names you remember from the World Cup. Varela plays for Peñarol. Diego Laxalt of Milan. These are all guys you saw in the World Cup. Lucas Torreira, who's now at Arsenal. Matias Vecino, Inter Milan. Bentancur, who was a sub, Juventus. Christian Rodriguez, Peñarol. I mean, these are big names. I mean, as much as you're going to be going for Mexico, I'm going for Uruguay, too, as far as what they're bringing. Okay, this is a good squad they're bringing. 713-780-3776 is the number. You know what? It's such a good squad they're bringing right now. Two tickets, each one valued at $132. I'm going to give them out right now. I'm going to mix it up because I always say caller number 6. I'm going to make it caller number 9. So do not give up. Caller number 9 at 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets to Mexico, Uruguay this Friday night. Over 50,000 sold already. When we come back, we take a look at the Mexico roster, the U.S. roster. We'll take your phone calls. Does the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup mean something to you as a Dynamo fan going into this September 26th? Come on, speak up. You got a platform here now. It's time for you to talk. Take this platform. I'm handing you the olive branch. Let's talk soccer. Def Leppard last night was awesome, by the way. We'll be right back.
You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Hey, if you went to the Def Leppard Journey concert last night, weigh in tonight. Give us a call and let us know how you enjoyed the show. I had a great time at it. One thing we do know, bands have to have a good front man. It's kind of like a good number six in soccer. You got to have a good person leading the band. Arnel Pineda was discovered on the internet by Journey. And he's like the golden goose to that band because as technicians, great, all those guitar players are, Neil Sean, all those guys, Ross Mallory, it's without a doubt, you have to have a front man who can work the crowd and can sing, and Pineda's amazing. And I'll tell you what, Joe Elliott kills it also, too. So if you went to that show last night, it was a sold-out crowd at Toyota Center. It was a great night down there. You can weigh in and quickly give us your rundown and your synopsis of the show. 713-780-3776. What I put out was the Dynamo Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. What does it mean to you as a Dynamo fan? We've had Mark call in at 713-780-3776. By the way, El Salvador has called up Arturo Alvarez. De Los Cobos bringing in Arturo, who has captained El Salvador before. So that's exciting for Arturo Alvarez. Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, they are the presenting sponsor of our first hour. They are the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. They have over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials. They're dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. For more than 60 years, they've pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. And that makes a lot of sense because this is Children's Cancer Month, September. Our thanks to Texas Children's Hospital. It's a not-for-profit organization, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community. Tied into that, we do have, later on in the show, the great Tom Clare, the author of so many books and so knowledgeable about Manchester United. He's going to come on, he's going to talk Premier League, but he's going to make a big announcement on who our guest speaker will be next June for our banquet and dinner. And if there's anybody out there that wants to get on board and be a part of this, you can go to your corporations and get some tickets sold. This is an incredible night. It's a Houston soccer community night. It's grassroots. It's organic. It's a group of people who are reaching out to you for help as well to help pull off the event. It's really been pioneered by Tom, who's just done an amazing job. So we thank that. And, of course, with Texas Children's as one of our sponsors, we are always on this show. We are always going to be espousing pediatric cancer research and all the great things done at Texas Children's Hospital. All right, 713-780-3776. We have already given out a pair of tickets to what is going to be pretty outstanding on Friday night right here in Houston. This is very important in the context of getting the World Cup here in 2026. Mexico will take on Uruguay. Uruguay comes in with Luis Suarez. Of course, you know him from Barcelona. All kinds of other big stars, Diego Godin, Fernando Muslera. They will come in here on Friday night. Going to be a big crowd there. We want a great attendance at that match. Just to continue to remind people of the amazing international soccer fan base we have here in Houston. I'll give out another pair of tickets to Mexico and Uruguay. So Tuca Ferretti, interestingly enough, is an interim manager of Mexico. Here's his roster. Hugo Gonzalez, Necaxa. These are goalkeepers. Gibran Lajoud of Tijuana. Memo Ochoa of Standard Liège in Belgium. Defenders, Jose Abella, Santos. Oswaldo Alanis, Real Oviedo. Edson Alvarez, Club America. Jesus Angulo, Tijuana. Gerardo Arteaga, Santos. Jesus Gallardo, Monterrey. So for all you Monterrey fans here, you may see him get a game Luis Rodriguez of Tigres, for all you Tigres fans. Carlos Salcedo, Eintracht Frankfurt in Germany. Erika Aguirre from Pachuca. Roberto Alvarado, Cruz Azul. Jonathan Dos Santos, the LA Galaxy. Jonathan Gonzalez, that's the other controversial one that many claim the U.S. failed to get him under U.S. colors for Monterrey. Eric Gutierrez, Pachuca. Victor Guzman, Pachuca. Elias Hernandez, Cruz Azul. Diego Lanes, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Club America. That's a young town, only 18 years of age. Oberlin Pineda of Chivas. Forwards, Chucky Lozano, PSV. Raul Jimenez, Wolverhampton. Rodolfo Pizarro of Monterrey. Alan Pulido of Chivas. Angel Zaldivar of Chivas. All right, Mexico fans, give me your thoughts on that roster. Of course, there's no Chicharito. I like the roster. Young, talented. Victor, what do you think? Like that roster?
Yeah, it's a good roster. I know a lot of fans are maybe disappointed, thinking that, you know, they didn't call the stars. Oh, well, they're not taking this seriously. They don't have to call the stars. I mean, I think, and you know, to their credit, those are probably casual fans that don't know or don't follow, you know, Mexican soccer as closely. But I think this is a good thing for Mexico. This is the start of a new process going into Qatar 2022. And they should be getting some of these guys because, look, Lainez, Gonzalez, you know, even Chucky Lozano, who's 22 now, is, you know, in 4 years, he'll be 26. He'll be entering his prime. And you want these guys, you know, in the best moment of their careers going in there. You want to get them. And come on, man. I mean, Uruguay, Luis Suarez, Diego Godin, Jimenez.
Tremendous experience.
Yes.
These are exactly what you experiences want. That you can't get. And by the way, the U.S. is doing the same thing now. And I absolutely love this. And listen, Dave Sarokin is not ultimately going to be the U.S. national team coach. I don't think. And there are all kinds of names out there. You've heard Carlos Quiroz. You hear Greg Berhalter as a hot one. Caleb Porter you hear. You hear Peter Vermees when you come to Major League Soccer. We hear Juan Carlos Osorio. You hear
Osorio's now coach of Paraguay.
Oh, okay. So Osorio's out. Okay, so excuse me. When did Juan do that? Juan is like Houdini. He will get a job very, very quickly before Soccer Matters even knows about it. So congratulations to Juan Carlos Osorio. Okay, so he won at Paraguay. I'm not sure
and
he was
Peckerman
the right fit for the
Colombia,
U.S.
Colombia, by the way.
And Peckerman left Colombia. But my point being, Tata Martino's another one. My point being, whoever comes in and gets this job, Dave Sarokin has done a great job of kind of doing a lot of homework here, setting the table, giving opportunity to young players. So here's the U.S. roster. Goalkeeper Alex Bono, TFC. Ethan Horvath, Bruges. Zach Steffen, Columbus. Defenders, the elder statesman is John Brooks of Wolfsburg. Cameron Carter Vickers of Swansea, he's on loan. Eric Lehigh of Hull. Aaron Long of the New York Red Bulls that just played against the Houston Dynamo. Matt Miazga of Nantes, who is on the show tonight. That's an interview you do not want to miss. If you have an aspiring young soccer player trying to make real decisions about their future, you got to listen to Miazga. This is very good. Shaq Moore in Spain, Tim Parker of New York Red Bulls, Antonis Robinson of Wigan, DeAndre Yedlin of Newcastle, who, by the way, scored against Manchester City. Phenomenal from him. Kellen Acosta of Colorado, Tyler Adams, New York Red Bulls, Paul Areola, D.C., Marky Delgado, TFC, just added, Julian Green, Sebastian Legette, Weston McKinney of Schalke, who played, I think, as an outside back on the weekend and did not have the best of games, but is a talented young player, normally plays in midfield. Christian Roldan of Seattle, Will Trapp, Columbus. By the way, Seattle wins again. Unbelievable run.
New record in MLS, by the way.
Unbelievable run. Will Trapp, Columbus. Tim Weah of PSG. And then up front, Andrea Novakovic, who plays in the Dutch Eredivisie. Bobby Wood of Hanover and Jassy Zardes of Columbus. Now, if you're thinking Jozy Altidore is not going to be around, think again. Because that's a position where the U.S. is going to have to figure out some answers is at the striker position. But a lot of these guys have gotten games against teams like France and have really had opportunity to blossom. It never would have happened unless the U.S. didn't qualify for the World Cup, and that's what's happened. And Sarokin has done a good job of picking these rosters and giving people opportunities. 713-780-3776. Now, look, Dynamo fan, You've been vocal. Are you out there? What do you have to say about your team right now? How important is the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup right now for a Dynamo fan? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Now, tonight following Soccer Matters, you can tune in. You can catch a U.S. women taking on Chile. They defeated them 3-0 a few days ago. This one tonight on ESPN2 comes from San Jose in Avaya Stadium. U.S. women are 10-0-2 in 2018. Good stat is Alex Morgan now sitting on 90 goals at age 29. And by the way, next summer is the big one. Women's World Cup in France, and you can rest assured it will not be on artificial surface. So, 713-780-3776 is the number. Clint Dempsey, must talk about him. What is your favorite Clint moment? Now, look, he's an American original. The type of player that we want to produce more of. Players that take risk. Players that play the game with an edge. That aren't afraid to try things. He grew up playing a lot of free play in Nacogdoches. Lots of sacrifices, lots of long car drives by his parents. It's a well-documented story. Guy survives Fulham with a whole bunch of different managers. I remember calling a game at RFK Stadium against DC United. It's back in the day when the Nationals were playing at RFK, and RFK was really decrepit. And the baseball diamond was cut into the field. Dempsey scored, ran over, I think, to the batter's box where it would have been on the field and pretended, you know, to stroke a home run over the fence. But he had an edge, and he was fun. And I think it was Paul Mariner, who's been an assistant at New England with Steve Nichol. He recounted stories that, look, this was a guy that walked into a locker room, and because he was a rookie, you know, didn't take a back seat. Yes, he was respectful to veterans, but on the other hand, was not taking a back seat. Was walking in there going, look, I'm here to play. I'm not here to be told I got to earn it 3-4 years and hopefully get my crack 4 years down the road. I'm here to play, and I want to play now. And these types of things are very, very important because you can't get into MLS and not play the first 3 years. Or 4 years, and expect to have a career. I think it's very, very difficult. There are exceptions to the rule, but I do think it's very, very difficult. There are differing academies, and we do need to get Paul Holliker on, the new Dynamo Academy head. We need to get him on the show, and I got to reach out to Paul. The Dynamo have to produce more soccer players in the future out of Houston. Has to happen because the Dynamo have said, look, we're going to be careful with the way we spend and invest. If so, then you have to produce your own. You can't not do both. Quickly to Josh. Josh, you want to talk about the U.S. Open Cup. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Glenn, how's it going? Soccer matters, first of all.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. We know it does.
What's that?
I said we know it does, right?
Absolutely. Personally, as a Dynamo fan, you know, myself with the U.S. Open Cup, to me, it means a lot. You know, I bought pretty good seats for that game. I'm pretty excited, especially to finally have Houston host a domestic cup. It might not be an MLS Cup, but as far as seasons of us missing a playoff, you know, at least this is something that we've never had before, you know, and personally, as a fan, that's exciting for me.
I like that. That's unique. It is unique. It's something, look, I remember Dynamo fans saying, hey, Dynamo under Dom Kinnear, they never took it serious. And listen, each coach is allowed to do it the way they want. You know, some of them wanted to blood younger players in these competitions. Sometimes as coaches, they have to prioritize. I get all that. The fact is the Dynamo have never gotten into this position. I guess the real question is, if the Dynamo win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup against the Philadelphia Union, is this season a success? Because I think you got to be careful answering that one.
I can't really say it's a complete failure, but I cannot call it a success, you know, especially with us missing playoffs and what we did last year. making the Final Four. I will say schedule and injuries did play a part into that, but you know, I'm still looking forward to just having just this little glimpse of hope, you know, and you know, I mean, once the U.S. Open Cup's done, I mean, I'm honestly, the season's over. It's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the big circle is around September 26th, and hopefully that will be the night we want it to be here in Houston. You can get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com for the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup September 26th against the Philadelphia Union. I'm hopefully going to have some tickets prior to that to give out if we can wrangle a few off U.S. Soccer. 713-780-3776. Josh, thank you very much for that. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right, so Josh weighing in there. So does the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup mean something to you? What does it mean to you, Dynamo fan? Because we're taking a test here today. We want to know what it means to you. And if the Dynamo win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, does that make it a successful season in your eyes? And guess what I got right now? I'm doing this right now. Mexico, Uruguay, these are $132 a piece. I got a pair right now. Caller number 10 at 713-780-3776. We'll take a break. Again, our thanks here in the first hour to the Texas Children's Hospital. We appreciate them being our presenting sponsor. Texas Children's Hospital, so many amazing things they do down there. I think we're going to get down there this Thursday, and we got a bunch of soccer balls to give away. Again, our thanks to the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Center. It's the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. Time now for a Bud Light break.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Bellerin. Torreira.
Oh, I completely forgot. We've had chicken sandwiches. Everybody's been eating them here tonight from FM Kitchen and Bar. That's located one block north of Washington on Shepherd. Get in there, say hello to Ryan. Man, these sandwiches are great. I know Victor hit one. I think Tyler hit one. All the guys here, they were just coming up to me. Man, these are incredible chicken sandwiches. But they've got burgers over there, ribs, Southern comfort food. FM Kitchen and Bar has a great patio, too. So if it's kid and pet friendly. I mean, big patio, big space. There's always room there. Catch all your sporting events at FM Kitchen and Bar. Go in there, say hello to Ryan. But we thank them for the food tonight. And, you know, you feel like Santa Claus when you come in here with a bag of food. And I think Fred and AJ even had them. They loved them. Fred was like, where's it located? He wants to go over there. So thank you, Ryan, and thank you, FM Kitchen and Bar. And I actually stopped over and with armed guard was escorted here with those 12 sandwiches in a bag. So good stuff. And we thank Ryan and FM Kitchen and Bar for the food tonight. Always makes it fun when you walk in and you can feed a few people. It's good stuff. All right, so Footballer of the Year. We know what happened with the UEFA Footballer of the Year. Luka Modric won it over Cristiano Ronaldo and Mo Salah. Well, guess what? We're going to have the overall Footballer of the Year now. Who should win it? Cristiano, Luka Modric, Mo Salah? You can't go wrong with any of these. 713-780-3776. Who would be your pick for Footballer of the Year? Cristiano Ronaldo, Luka Modric, or Mo Salah? 713-780-3776. We'll also take your call on the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. I've heard everything. It makes our season. It's the only thing we have to play for. Doesn't matter to me. Could care less about the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. I've heard everything from the fans. I think it's going to be a good night. It's something we can cling on to. It's something we can look forward to. 713-780-3776. Footballer of the Year. Who do you give it to? Cristiano Ronaldo, Luka Modric, Mo Salah? You tell me. Let's go to the phone lines and AJ. AJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn.
How you doing, AJ?
Good. Just hearing your show here on Facebook Live.
Sweet.
Yeah, I want to talk about Dynamo's performance and throughout the season and U.S. Mm-hmm. Open Cup. You know, just feel like that's pretty much what we have to look forward to is, you know, the Open Cup final against Philadelphia.
How frustrating a year has it been for you?
It's been really frustrating. This is a year my work schedule didn't affect so much for me going out to the game. So, you know, I went plenty of times. And, you know, it's just been a year that's it's been tough for us, the city, for Houston, just something I don't want to be part of ever again. You know, we're used to winning. We're known for winning.
Well, wait a second. Let me back you up. We were used to winning last year because Wilmer came in and got us in the playoffs. 3 years prior to that, we didn't get in the playoffs. So
yeah,
if we're putting this in the context of 2006 and 7, yeah, we were winners in a big way. We inherited the best team in Major League Soccer back then. The league has changed dramatically. My point is, you know, we haven't been winners as of late. We had a great season last year without a doubt. So yes, last year was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
The sad part of it is that we didn't platform off that this year. And I don't know if enough was done in the off season. And again, it's easy for me to say sitting in a studio and talking, but I want to talk real about the Dynamo. I don't want to be told that we won it in 6 and 7. That's tremendous history. You never let that go away. Those were amazing moments. But life is going on here. And MLS is an ever-changing product. And you know, what we want to hear, I think, ultimately, is how does the Dynamo go forward? What is the plan going forward? I think we as fans, too, we all have to raise the bar of expectation.
I agree with you 100%. Fan support is very important. I haven't really seen the average of, you know, MLS, the attendance for the Houston Dynamo this year. I did see last year's and the year before that. I mean, it shows an increase and decrease. I think we're still one of the top fan bases in MLS. I just feel this year people are not showing up, you know, to the stadium. I mean, is it because of the performance? Is it because... I mean, like you said, the off season was horrible. I mean, I think Matt Jordan could have done a better job. Kennedy, maybe right resources weren't here. I believe change needs to happen from the very top. Is Kennedy time over? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's up to the owner Gabriel Brenner and the ownership group as to where they want to go. And you know, I should reach out to Matt and Chris and see if we can get them in studio and maybe we can set something up where they can take phone calls and set it up.
I mean,
you know, as to what happens next. Look, I think retaining Elise and Juan David Cabezas was important. I think the Dynamo got the short end of the stick on Cabezas getting injured, but look, nobody's been able to fill in for him. So the depth really has not been there in midfield. Let me just finish. The depth hasn't been there in a lot of very key positions, and I think it's a slim margin, and it's tough. It's tough. I think player performance hasn't lived up to it. I think in the case of Boniek Garcia, lots of little things. You know, I don't know if he was expected to be a full-time starter this year. As good as he's been, you had an ever revolving back line with injury. I think it's been tough. It's been a team that consistently gave goals up after the 80th minute. I mean, we have to deal in reality here as to what has occurred in order to improve the situation and go forward. AJ, you're up. Sorry.
Yeah, yes, sir. And I mean, I just feel like, I mean, I'm Mexican-American. I follow Liga MX. I'm a big supporter of the Super League in Greece also. I mean, I don't know. I haven't called your show since Sergio Coque came in 2011.
Wow, so that's a long time. You know what? Do you need tickets to the Portland Timbers game?
Oh, man, that would be great.
Okay, you stay on the phone. Since you haven't called since 2011 and you just brought up Coque, I'm giving you two tickets to the Portland Timbers match.
Oh, man, I appreciate
AJ,
that,
AJ, you deserve that. That was a great call right there. I wonder if anybody else remembers Coque. That was a very interesting signing.
Sergio Coque, Ares, you know, Freddie Klopas, Dominic Kinnear, you know, all those.
Yeah, it was a good era.
Yeah, sure, man, it sure was. And, you know, I just don't see the pressure, you know, like you would see in other leagues. I mean, six, seven games.
No, but we don't have pressure here. That's part of the problem.
Exactly.
I hate to say it, and you can tell me all day long, well, we don't need pressure because we put it on ourselves. No, you do need it, and you need it from the outside. You need it from the media. You need it from the fans. We all thrive with healthy pressure no matter what job we are in, okay? Doesn't matter if you're – if you're fixing potholes, you're a commentator on the radio, you're an executive in a business, we all need healthy pressure. And it does not exist in Houston. I hate to say it. And I try to create a little bit of this on this show to create a platform so we can maybe begin to move in that direction. But we have so much work to do with mainstream media. AJ, can you finish up,
sir,
please? Finish up and stay on the line. Last thought from you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, just pressure. We need fans to demand more. We need the fans to be on top of the players. We need soccer in Houston to come back. We need it. We need the media to stay on the players. We need the players to some way hear us out how we feel. We need to demand more. We need pressure. We need to scare them. We need to. Reality check on the players to let's get this ball rolling and let's bring soccer back to Houston.
Good man, AJ. Thank you very much for the phone call. Stay on the line, though. Don't go away because you're going to get these two tickets to the Portland Timbers match, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Rob, what do you have to say, Rob?
Hey, Glenn. Excellent show, as usual. You guys covered a lot of what I wanted to talk about just with that last call, but one of the things that I really want to hear specifically from Mr. Brenner, because since Mr. Brenner has taken over the ownership of the team, I have not seen one single interview or statement or anything from him. And what you know, it's great if Kennedy comes on and it's great if Matt Jordan can come on. But, you know, to hear from the top dog himself and say, this is how we're going to win. You know, if we're not going to spend money, you know, are we going to, you know, build through the academy? Are we going to, you know, use, you know, smart MLS signings and you know, sell those guys on and then go get, you know, other young guys at you know, good prices and, you know, just shop from the bargain basement and put that thing together. How are we going to win? Give us a vision of what it means to be a Dynamo fan and what we can expect. Because, you know, it seems to me that ever since 2012, when we last, you know, went to a final, you know, every off season it's been, well, you know, after 2012, they said, you know what, we went to the final, we're going to keep a pat roster and we're going to, you know, try and get over the hump. And then that didn't happen. And then, you know, we twiddle around the edges and we do this and we do that and that doesn't work. And so we've had this, you know, these disasters the last few years. Then we had regime change, you know, where we got Cabrera in and he made some nice changes. And then this off season, yeah, I mean, we had to go get Cabezas and we had to get Elise locked in and signed in. But it just seems like the ownership and the management has just done the bare minimum to be able to go back to their fans and say, see, we're trying. Oh, gosh, things haven't worked out. Oh, well, we'll try better next year. And it doesn't seem like there's a plan. It doesn't seem like there's a vision other than we're going to do things as cheaply as we possibly can. And if we can get into the playoffs and finish in the four spot, fantastic. And then we'll take, you know, our chances in the playoffs and hopefully we'll get past, you know, a number two seed or whatever it is to get into the finals and take it from there. I don't see an investment in the academy, which if you're not going to spend money, you've got to do.
Well, case in point is the New York Red Bulls and FC Dallas, who are not amongst the higher spending teams in the league. And you know, there's a ton of Red Bull players on this U.S. roster for the game on Friday. Listen, Rob, your phone call's tremendous. We thank you for the passion and the support of the Dynamo. I thank you for calling in. We were up on a hard break. I gotta take it. We can continue this discussion in the future, okay?
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Let me tell you, those are two passionate guys right now. I mean, those are the people you want going to Houston Dynamo games. And there's a lot of passion on the internet now. You can go over to Facebook Soccer Matters. There's a ton of people weighing in over there on how they feel about the situation. Honestly, it's healthy. But I can see why people maybe are a little bit fatigued, and we got to turn it around. And I think it can be turned around. But time will tell. We'll take a break here. All special edition Bud Light Texas packaging is brewed in Texas by Texans. No wonder Bud Light is the number one light lager in the state. Enjoy responsibly. AB Bud Light Beer, Houston, Texas. And again, Texas Children's Hospital, they are continuously working to develop new and innovative treatments for some of the most complex conditions and illnesses, which philanthropic support makes possible. By the way, Dr. Dreyer last week was incredible. I mean, you talk about passion, you talk about learning about pediatric cancer awareness. Dr. Dreyer hit it out of the park, so we thank her for being on. Hundreds of children are diagnosed here each year. This isn't a job at Texas Children's Hospital. It's our life. It is a not-for-profit organization relying on generous donations from friends in the community and beyond to help provide high-quality programs and service. Thanks again to FM Kitchen and Bar for bringing in these great chicken sandwiches. We're going to continue to munch on them throughout the show. Our thanks also to Kings Court NJ. We'll take a break. Coming up, Alexi Lalas, Tom Clare, Matt Miazga of the U.S. national team. Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.